Hey everybody, welcome to Talk is BDC Wrestling, and I am your host, your boy BDC, and we are here with another AEW Fight Forever discussion update video. Like, you gonna see me, you're not gonna see me. No, I ain't got there yet. We're gonna do some video podcasts soon, I would say. But we're gonna be discussing this AEW Fight Forever season 3 and what it might be. And we're gonna talk about some of the rumor wrestlers and kind of stuff that I want to see added to this season 3, that is, because the end of season 2 is coming up next week with Tony Storm as the last DLC and 10 music tracks. Yeah, 10 music tracks, I said. They're making us pay for music now to be added to the game. But yeah, we're going to be talking about, you know, the AEW season 3 and my predictions. And, you know, we're going to be discussing these updates and stuff like that, you know. We got three good wrestlers this rumor to be a part of next season. And, you know, will that be enough to make you come back to AEW Fight Forever? We'll see. But let's get this episode started of Talk is BDC Wrestling. So we're going to jump right into this AEW Fight Forever Season 3. That is, they call it Season Pass 3. That is. Now, we don't have a date or no date or time on when it's released. You know, all we got is it's coming from Uno, and Tony Khan spoke of it, you know, about the game being updated all year with fresh new wrestlers and stuff like that. So that's pretty much confirmed that we got, you know, we're going to have a couple more seasons pretty much, you know. And I don't know, you know, the stuff that I'm waiting on, I feel like it's never coming. Kip Sabin, you know, Penelope Ford, Proud and Powerful, and the Private Party, you know. So I've been asking, you know, for Penelope Ford and Kip Sabin the most. I don't know if we'll get them. But before we get into this episode, you know, don't forget to like and share and rate the podcast. It helps a lot. It goes a far, 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 long, long, long way for 2024. You know, it's always good to start the year off with a lot of good reviews and, you know, just all that good stuff, you know. It's the season of love, you know, the year of love. But yeah, AEW Fight Forever, you know, Season Pass 3. I don't know how I feel about that. You know, last season, you know, I did say $25 wasn't a lot. Last season, we got the Acclaim and the new Dynamite set. We got Beat the Elite. And then we're getting Tony Storm and 10 new music tracks. And we did get a good update. You know, I can't be too mad. We got a good update on the Stadium Stampede, you know, match types, squads, and duos. You know, so I can't really complain about that. You know, that was a really good update. One of my favorite updates, I ain't gonna lie. I've been playing Stadium Stampede a lot. You know, if you're ever down to play on Xbox, that's where I'm at. You know, you could hit me up for my gamer tag. But yeah, you know, to me, season 2 wasn't the worst. If it would have came out for $14.99, I think people wouldn't have been complaining about it as much. At the same time, you know, they could have added something else more to it and gave the Beat the Elite for free. You know, I feel like that's a good mode and people deserve to play it. Should they pay for it? Nah, I think any kind of modes in the game should be added for free through a patch. You know, which I think they're going to charge for a match type. You know, maybe that cage match that we've been hearing rumors about. But I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. You know, season 3 come out, you know, and the rumor 3 wrestlers I'm hearing about, which I hope it's not a thing for seasons now. I hope it ain't just 3 wrestlers per season. No, because the first season we got like six or seven wrestlers the first season, and then the second we got six or three wrestlers. So, but the three wrestlers are rumored so far, pretty much confirmed, is Adam Copeland that's been scanned. What's the other one? Swerve Strickland has been scanned, and Saraya has been scanned, and from the people in the crowd and stuff like that reported that they was doing chants for them a couple of weeks ago. So that does mean they are coming. Are they guaranteed to come season three? We don't know. But, you know, it's who else? You know, they already, you know, in the update last season two, they already got Outcast stuff with Saraya, Ruby Soho, and Toni Storm. So, you know, that's pretty much, I think, guaranteed that Saraya's coming next season. And, you know, a little bit about that, you know, Toni Storm, we're paying $11.99 for Toni Storm, you know, an outdated Toni Storm, you know, not even a timeless Toni Storm. So we're getting the Outcast Toni Storm. You know, I don't know. Maybe if they gave one of the 10 tracks, you know, one of the 10 tracks with the update with her new music, maybe, and, you know, with a black and white filter, then you could change the ring attire black. That'd be a lot better. That'd be cool if they did that. You know, I wouldn't be mad about that. But, you know, they could have just did like they did the Matt Hardy, you know, the Matt Hardy and then deleted Matt Hardy. And that was only in the store, I believe, is like $5.99 for both of them. They're charging $11.99 for Toni Storm. Like, I don't know who's making these decisions, like, you know, but, you know, season three is coming. And, you know, like I said, those are the three wrestlers that we probably be getting: Saraya, Adam Copeland, and Swerve Strickland. My question is, you know, what else is coming in that season three? You know, is that cage match coming? You know, is it going to be just one-on-one? Or are we getting a tag team cage match, so one-on-one, a triple threat, a fatal four-way? You know, that's what I'm hoping for in my head. In my head, I'm like, oh, yeah, we're getting this. But in AEW, you know, games, in their head, they're like one-on-one cage match. I'm hoping that I'm wrong, you know. And Zyde in the Discord that I always talk to, I'm always active in there, you know, just talking about different stuff and what I want to see in the game. I'm voicing my opinion more in there, you know, just because I'm a paying customer. So, of course, I'm going, you know, people like to say I'm crying, but no, I'm not crying. I paid over $100 for this game. You damn right I'm going to be asking for more, you know, which the game is missing basic stuff, you know. So Zyde did say that we was getting another update coming out after the Toni Storm DLC. So, you know, he couldn't say what it is. Are they just going to fix little small stuff in the game, or is this going to be like a Stadium Stampede update where we get base match types for the game like they did with Stadium Stampede? They dropped the Stadium Stampede update that just fixed Stadium Stampede stuff and added match types. So that's one of my things I'm hoping for after the Toni Storm DLC drop next week, is that we get match types. And I'm not just, you know, just talking basic match types. Fatal 4-Way Elimination, Triple Threat, you know, a Triple Threat Ladder Match, a Triple Threat Lights Out Match, you know, a Tornado Tag Match, a Tornado, you know, Ladder Match, you know, those type of stuff. Like when you go into, you know, three-way, you had the option to do elimination, lights out, ladder, you know, or something like that, you know, tag team, ladder match, tag team, you know, they add the cage match and stuff like that, you know, stuff like that. Just basic match types, is, you know, the gauntlet match, you know, it'd be a long shot, you know, a tag team barbed wire match, you know, the barbed wire explode match, you know, that match does lag a little bit with one-on-one sometime every now and then. So maybe not that, but then slow and bob wire match is cool. But I say just leave it like it is, one-on-one, keep it that way. But lights out match deserve at least a triple threat, fatal four-way, elimination, stuff like that. Or if you don't want to add a lot of match types like that, just add a match creator where you can just do it yourself. You know, just when you go in the Fatal 4-Way, it asks you a bunch of stuff. Like, you know, pin off, submission, this, that, elimination. And, you know, if they do that, that's all they got to do too. So when you go to a ladder match, triple threat, tag team, 4-Way, you know, you see where I'm going? Just a match creator. You know, so you don't even got to add match types. Just add a match creator, you know, to it, you know, like 2K. 2K WWE 24 or 23. You know, just that simple. It eliminates the problem like that. You know, maybe when you go to online, you know, I was talking to one of my friends on Discord. You know, maybe just, you know, do a quick match. You know, add a quick match to online. And, you know, and that quick match throws you into whatever match is like, you know, triple threat, fatal four-way, you know, one-on-one, you know, tag team. You know, a lot of people in that game only plays one-on-one a lot. So, you know, that's the only problem with that game online is like, you know, when you're looking online, you know, you want to be you want to play triple threat, fatal four-way. Mostly people just play one-on-one. And that's it. So a quick match would be good. The lobby system is pretty cool. But maybe make a new lobby system, you know, like WWE 2K, where a lobby system where you could look around for matches too, you know, at the same time. That would be cool. If you could make a Fatal 4-Way match and, you know, people look it up, they could find you that way. Or, you know, the quick match eliminates that problem too, you know. When you make a match, a lobby, you know, you can get thrown into somebody's lobby, you know. That would be easy too. So, you know, they keep supporting the online with this game. I think this game can get their fan base back, you know, because the game is kind of hard to find people now. I hear PlayStation got the bigger fan base, you know, or install base, whatever you want to call it. I'm on Xbox, so, you know, you're going to be fighting and grinding, you know, in ranked matches against the same top people, you know, and that's kind of hard. You know, you don't got no, you know, no room for no okay matches. Like, every match is a sweat match, so... But yeah, you know, we're going to take a quick break and I'm going to give you my predictions on or what I think should be in season 3 that will help it out a whole lot. So I will be right back, everybody. Okay, we are back and I am back from my break. I needed it just a little bit. You know, it's good to take breaks sometime when you're podcasting. Especially when you're talking by yourself, you know, a lot of people keep telling me, you know, oh man, I can't believe you're podcasting by yourself. You don't got no hosts or nothing like that, no guests or guests. You know, it's how hard it is to find a guest sometime. You know, I've been looking, you know, for that person and I kind of not giving up, but I just haven't been looking hard enough. So, you know, it's always good to take breaks. And that's what I've been doing lately is taking at least one break per episode, you know, just to, you know, take a water break, go to the bathroom and stuff like that, you know. But like I was saying, with season 3, my predictions, not predictions, but what I think should get added that will help the season grow, you know, far as getting the fans back, you know, and just, you know, we just want this game to be great. We're not crying. The fans is not crying, you know, because the game suck and stuff like that. They're crying because they love the game and they want it to be better. You know, we're not crying because we hate the game and it sucks and we think it can get better. Maybe we're crying because the game is really good. It's missing stuff that can make it great. Like, it's good right now. We need it to be great, though, you know, for online. You know, if it's, they said they're in it for the long run with this game. So, you know, they got to keep making it fresh, you know, like Fortnite. Fortnite always adds new modes and, you know, different skins, and, you know, they got a store where you can go to every week. They got stuff that you could buy, and, you know, AEW has a store, which they haven't updated since it came out in June. So, yeah, we're crying because we love the game. You know, we want it to be better, and that's why I'm, you know, what you call crying about it so much, because, you know, if we don't complain about it and stuff like that, then they're just going to think it's okay and keep it the way it is and just bare minimum, you know. And they're going to, you know, a closed mouth don't get fed. So, you know, if you're okay with it, fine, you know, keep playing it. But, you know, me and a lot of the people I know, we're going to keep complaining until they get this game better. You know, that's 2K 24 is around the corner, and some people is going to leave and not come back. So, you know, my thing with season three is a must. Not even, I wouldn't say season three, but I guess if they want to add it in part of season three, maybe, you know how they got three wrestlers so far that we know of. Maybe Adam Copeland is the first wrestler they release, and he comes out with match types, which you just basically get all the match types added, you know, with him for the first DLC pack. That will be super, super good. You know, we shouldn't pay for match types, but for some reason, if you just have to add something, you know, to this game to keep people, you know, buying that season pass, I think that will help. You know, people might be like, I got to pay for match types. But that will eliminate the problem. That will eliminate the problem of, you know, the match types. A lot of people complaining because to me, that is a must. Match types is a must. You know, if you don't do match types and keep doing this over and over and over with these wrestlers, you're not going to get no more fans, really. You're just going to get people jumping in to play with Adam Copeland and, you know, a couple wrestlers for a day or two, and that's it. Match types will keep the game going, and it will last a lot longer. I tell you one thing, when I'm with my friends in 2K, we play all type of match types. We don't just play the same 1-on or 4-on-4, 6-way match or whatever, you know, tag team tornado match. We play, okay, you know, we're done with this match. Let's play elimination. Let's play tag team this. Let's play tag team that, you know, just... It keeps the game, you know, just fresh. And then you can go back to the old stuff, you know, like the regular fatal four-way match, you know, first pinfall, whatever. But my point is, if you get Edge in there with the first, with this match types, you know, that would be good. Even though I know you should add match types in the update for free. For free. I'm just saying if they have to. If they feel like they need the people to pay for them, then that'd be the best way to do it. The season costs, I say, $20. Put it for $20 this season. Three wrestlers, match types. And this goes to my next thing they need to add. I would say will bring the fan base up big time. It's crossplay. You know, I know it's expensive, they say. People blaming Sony for it. And, you know, it's expensive. You know, Tony Khan got money. You know, if you bring that crossplay... If you can get AEW to do crossplay, okay, look at it this way. You add crossplay to the game, and this brings me to my next thing that will bring the game instantly alive, is put it on PlayStation Plus and Game Pass. You put it on PlayStation Plus and Game Pass, that will be a whole lot. You know how much, I mean, people got Game Pass and how much people got PlayStation Plus and wrestling fans, you know, and some people looking at the game like, you know, maybe it's not worth it. Hey, if it's on Game Pass, I'll jump in and play it. Why not? That would be huge. Huge. You know, that would bring the people, you know, to just maybe don't have the money for it, you know, or just think it's not worth it. They'll start playing the game and, you know, and they will see the seasons and stuff and maybe start buying the seasons. That's how you make your money. You know, people start buying the seasons. Ooh, they got Adam Copeland and, you know, just all these other people. You know, Tony Storm and Hook and Danhausen. You know, I'm going to buy these old seasons now. That's how you got your money. That's how you get your money right there. Bam, there you go. Now, you know, those are, to me, the key things they need for Season 3. Match types. Game Pass Plus and Crossplay. That's all you need. All the wrestlers don't matter. Like, you know, Adam Copeland, Saraya, and Swerve Strickland, people don't care about them really if they're not getting the other stuff, you know. And the last thing I'm going to say, you know, well, two more things is these should be just in updates. You know, they should just revamp and do the store. Start adding items on the store maybe every 2 weeks or 3 weeks, you know, put a timer on it. You know, and you could put costumes and stuff like that. And update the creator wrestler mode. You know, I'm not really big on the creator wrestler mode like that, but I know a lot of people do. They like to make wrestlers and stuff like that. And you already got a lot of stuff in the game you could do already. Just make it to where you can change the faces and all that and do, you know, and make the real wrestlers you want. Like, if you want to make a Roman Reigns or something like that, you know. That should be an update, though. You know, that shouldn't be a part of the season, you know. But the crossplay, the crossplay needs to happen. Game Pass and Plus needs to happen. Match types needs to happen, you know. The store, update the store. The store is a unique ideal. 2K is not doing that. No wrestling game is doing that really right now. So that's one of their advantages. They got, you know, they got the store. You know, if they get all that stuff going in the next couple of months, I would say, you know, the game will be booming again. Trust me. 2K is coming. It's coming, and you know that game brings it every year, even though we know I'm not a big fan of the gameplay. It brings it with the modes, the creative stuff, and all that stuff like that. So that's what AEW need to do. You know, I hear they're cooking up with, you know, a nice update coming up after the Tony Storm update. And, you know, the Tony Storm update or DLC is dropping next week. So yeah, you know, hopefully we get the next patch for this game in 2 weeks, the week after. So that'd be 2 weeks, you know. So hopefully it'll be a good update. Hopefully we get the match types, you know, and I'm going to stop complaining and crying about the AEW Fight Forever. But, you know, I feel like I'm never going to give up. We're going to keep up the good fight because we love the game. AEW Fight Forever is definitely a better, you know, it feels more like wrestling. And 2K feels more, you know, like a fighting game more. So I'm going to keep up the fight, you know, and we're going to continue to update and talk about this AEW Fight Forever on this podcast because we love it. And this is a wrestling podcast, you know. So, yeah, you know, I'd like to thank everybody for listening. And, you know, on social media, let me know what you want to see for season 3. You know, what kind of updates and wrestlers you want to see, you know, in further seasons. You know, season 4, 5, 6, if you think they're going to go that far. Let me know. Until then, I will see y'all on the next podcast. Peace.